It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, today on the Ship Report, I have something special for you in honor of the holiday. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm going to share a story called A Coastal Christmas. It's a book written by Long Beach Peninsula writer Lynette Ray McAdams and illustrated by Astoria artist Sally LaCaff. It's a local retelling of The Night Before Christmas. You can get a copy of the book at various local bookstores, including the Columbia River Maritime Museum gift shop in Astoria, where they have a special Coast Guard edition of the book. It's all about what happened one year when things went a bit awry in the ocean off the mouth of the Columbia on Christmas Eve. Before I start, though, a few items. The Columbia River Bar is on normal green status today, with ships coming and going as usual. We have about a dozen ships on the schedule today. So send a prayer or a good thought their way as you gather with family and friends, and they're working far from home. So today's Ship Report is dedicated to all mariners who are working this holiday, to all the ships and boats at sea, and to their loved ones who are waiting at home for their return. And I'm also happy to say that the government shutdown has not stopped NORAD from tracking Santa as they do every year. And when I'm looking at it right now, Santa is somewhere over Kathmandu in Nepal, with over a billion presents delivered already. And you can follow Santa at noradsanta.org. But now, here's a story about how Santa almost didn't get to do any of that. But with the help of some capable locals, Christmas was saved. Here's A Coastal Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, where river meets sea, and we were out on the boat, just my small crew of three. The fog, it was thick, and the waves were a beast, but we needed fresh crab for the holiday feast. When out on the deck there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the wheelhouse to see what was the matter. And there in the sea, on the side we call port, was a little old man who gave a wave and a snort. Then over the rail a gloved hand appeared, and a red-suited arm, then a snowy white beard. And I turned to my mates, and I ordered them quick, "Fetch the blankets and cocoa, we've rescued St. Nick." We brought him aboard, and he coughed and he sputtered. Then out of the surf all eight reindeer fluttered. The bow was quite full, so we put him in back, and placed a tow on the sleigh, which still held his sack. And once he was settled, well out of the gale, we all leaned in closer to hear Santa's tale. Well, I'm not sure what happened. Things had all gone terrific. In fact, my very last stop was the Columbia Pacific. But this fog is so heavy, I missed the river's mouth. And when I checked on our course, we were way too far south. Then I set us aright, or so I did think. But the next thing I knew, we were all in the drink. He looked quite defeated and didn't say more. So I offered, "Don't feel bad. It's happened before. Many captains have failed here. There's been an assortment. Just think of John Mears, who named Cape Disappointment." "Oh, it's not about pride," Santa said with a grimace. "The trouble, my friend, is that Christmas is finished. My reindeer can swim, but it's cold in this river. Now Donner is exhausted, and poor Blitzen has a shiver. We'll never make it now. And your kids will be heartbroken to find nothing from Santa, not even a token. No clam gun for Maria, no beach ball for Joy, no Liberty Theater tickets for Roy. And I don't need to tell you I'm taking a risk by heading back home without Lutefisk. It's Mrs. Claus's favorite, and what about the elves? I must have smoked salmon to replenish their shelves. And then there's me. And I know this is selfish, but this part of the world has the very best shellfish. Without Willapa oysters, I'll just be a mess. Forget milk and cookies, I crave Dungeness." I could see in that moment he was more than forlorn, which is when I remembered our Coast Guard's airborne. "Don't worry, Santa, you can please the whole flock. We'll call Air Station Astoria. They'll send the Jayhawk. And as for the reindeer, while you're on your adventure, they can rest up at the North Coast Wildlife Center. It's a little last minute to find hay in a bale, but the Astoria Co-op can donate some kale." Then the old man grew lively, and he danced and he raved, and he said to us, "Friends, I think Christmas is saved. And in less than 5 minutes, the helicopter came, and Santa whistled, and he shouted, and he called out by name, off to Oysterville, Ocean Park, even Long Beach, neither Seaview, El Waco, nor Chinook's out of reach. We'll go to Skamakaway and also Altoona, cross the river to Alderbrook and hit the Laguna. Down to Warrenton, Seaside, then around Haystack Rock. Don't forget Manzanita, we won't miss a block. And down near Nehalem, I'll show you just where to park. You know, I've been at this since way before Lewis and Clark. Then I heard him proclaim, as they flew out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And that was A Coastal Christmas, written by Lynette Ray McAdams. The book version, illustrated by artist Sally LaCaff, is available in bookstores around the region. And to round out today's report, here's another work by another local artist that you may also know, Pacific Northwest singer-songwriter Larry Moranti. Here's his song called Waiting for Saint Nick. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
I remember climbing the stairs to my room on Christmas Eve, tossing in my bed, unable to sleep. Soon I'd hear a ho, ho, ho from down below. The front door would slam and Grandma's voice saying, there he goes, there he goes. And we'd run to the stare out at the sky. Somehow we'd miss him every time. I guess that man must have really been flying, waiting for Saint Nick, waiting for Noel. She couldn't say when he'd be there. I guess it's just as well. So we waited for Saint Nick. Everybody's eyes. Get me wrong, some years it seem like such a long wait until Christmas, but a good snowfall would be all the distraction that we'd need. We'd make our list of all the things he missed last year, just in case he couldn't remember. We'd add a few more things that we heard about on TV. Just